A couple of minutes after 8 o'clock in the mornings with Ed Show. A little bit later on this morning, live in studio, Who Can Sleep? That's a band you're going to hear. You're going to hear a brand new single called All Your Love. You'll hear it here for the first time. We'll also have a great conversation with them. But as you know, Monday at 8 o'clock means the Artist Corner. And I have such good fortune this morning in not just a fantastic artist, but one of the most interesting stories in town in Elizabeth McGee. Welcome to the program, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me.
How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. Thank you for coming in this morning. And I mentioned at the top of the program, and I've told you several times, I find you one of the most fascinating people in town.
Why, thank you.
And it's not just, again, because of your magnificent and beautiful art. It is because you do tell a good story. And once you get rolling pretty good.
I think I was once called, what is it, loquacious. I had to look it up, and it was like... Talkative.
A little wordy. You're not loquacious. I find you just interesting. You've got a brand new painting that's been on display at the Laguna Art Museum called Zinc.
Yes.
And it is the perfect depiction of the Zinc Cafe and folks that we see as we walk by.
Yeah, it was a fun project, a word and image. So Lojo Simon kind of arranged it as a collaborative year-long project with visual artists and also writers and poets. And so we were tasked with coming up with new works that kind of spoke about Laguna Beach. So the visual artists were inspired by writings either by Laguna Beach writers or stories about Laguna. And then the writers were inspired by pieces in the museum's permanent collection.
Okay.
So, yeah, I picked a piece by Michael Chabon about Zinc Cafe. So since I work just a few doors up the street, that's kind of my hub. So right. I kind of see Zinc as like the center of town, but so many other people, everybody in town kind of goes there. You got artists, you got lawyers, you got doctors, people who meet up in the morning, the afternoon. So
you got a morning radio guy who can't stay away from their chili, by the way. I absolutely love their vegetarian chili. Now, how did you get involved in this? How did they approach you?
They approached me. So I was really excited because some writers I've admired, like Grant Heyer were in it. Sandra Jones Campbell is an amazing painter.
Love
George
her.
Dubin. I mean, just so many people. So to be like invited and included in that group is just so nice.
And I'm sure they feel the same about you. I'm positive
so.
Of it. Yes. So I notice you have a predilection. I'm looking for the word. I notice you like spaghetti westerns.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Tell me about your fascination with spaghetti westerns, and will we ever see that in paintings?
Ooh, probably. I mean, knowing me and my puns, I mean, there may end up being some cowboy figurines amongst real spaghetti, probably someday.
I would absolutely love to see that. I'd love to see that. Now, the last time you were here, we had talked about you having recently traced your lineage, but we didn't really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about some of the fascinating people in your past that you've discovered.
Well, it's been fun doing genealogy because you find out about stuff about your family that you had no idea, things that were lost. So there's been some funny coincidences. Only in the last year, got back to my fourth and fifth great grandparents because it's like a puzzle. And, so I found out, I knew that there was artistry in my family. My great-grandma was an artist, and she showed at the Festival of Arts in Laguna back in the 50s.
Okay.
But then her mother was also a wood carver and taught in Iowa. So she was like the head of the art department of, it's now the University of Northern Iowa, but at the time it was the Iowa State Normal School in the 1890s. But then her grandfather... actually ran an art supply shop in Piccadilly in London in the 1820s to the 1840s. Since I work at an art store, it's kind of like, wow, not only is artistry in my blood, but art supply.
And by the way, she just gave me some fascinating information on paint pens that I had no idea. So thank you for that. But yeah, that's an amazing treat. I'm curious about your great-grandmother's woodwork. Does the family or do you have any of that woodwork?
Yes. Yeah. And it's spread out because she was quite prolific, you know. So Yeah, so she did wood carvings that were then incorporated in cabinetry. So she was very much into the arts and crafts movement, the idea that you don't go buy a piece of furniture, but that you make something, and right. that by you making it, it makes it your own.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh,
that's fascinating. Fascinating. Okay, now, later on today, you're going to Laguna Art Museum to pick up the piece. And you will be traveling back to the art store with that piece on the trolley.
Exactly.
Now, you are a trolley rider. That's where we see you sometimes, is rolling up and down the streets on the trolley.
Yeah.
Tell us your involvement in the city's trolleys, and what have you done recently for them?
Yeah, well, I've been riding them for quite a few years now. I ride them to work every day, so I'm sure people who go down to Ocean Avenue appreciate no parking being taken up.
Right.
But take it to and from work, commute. And recently, over the past year, there's been a discussion and even a suggestion of potentially canceling the trolleys, which have been around for decades. I mean, people who grew up as kids riding the trolleys down from the hills now have their kids going to school on them. And so last year, a bunch of other riders and myself organized a petition in the community and had about 500 signatures and submitted it in October to the city council to save the trolleys. And it was an amazing night because dozens of people showed up. And one person who came and spoke was saying, you know, this is the first time I've seen so many people at a city council meeting who all agreed on something, you know. So the trolleys really are important. And I know they're going to be up again for a review in June. And so one of the things, you know, we need ridership up, more people riding, but also that it's, you know, for people to know that it is a community service, that it's part of what makes Laguna quirky.
Right.
So much so that like other cities like Dana Point have been using our system as a template. And so I think it's something important to keep around in this town.
So the best way to support this is to just jump on a trolley between now and June every couple of days. Just
exactly.
It's so easy.
Yeah, especially on the weekends. Like if you want to go down to the farmer's market, why deal with traffic and parking, which is already crazy on a Saturday?
Right.
Take the trolley. And now they have the new app, you know, which functions. So that's so you can see where all the trolleys are in real time.
Yeah, the app working is a key.
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah.
Now, before June comes up, are you going to make another push?
Yes.
Okay.
We're probably going to start another petition just to make sure that the word's out there and that the city knows that there's support for it.
Okay.
I know that a lot of riders were lost because of changes in schedule and lack of communication with riders. So we're hoping that'll change, especially since there's a new person in charge of the trolleys and everything.
All right. Well, let us know how we can help. We'd be happy to help. I love the trolley. I absolutely love the trolley. And it is convenient. It's everything you think it is. You know, I don't have to look for parking, all of those cool things. So what are you working on now? What are you working on, a piece that you can tell us about?
Yeah, I'm working on a couple of new still life. I got to get ready for Festival of Arts because that's coming up soon.
Okay.
So this will be my 11th year in that show. So at least no one's asking me or telling me, oh, that's so sweet, your booth's sitting for your mom. But I'm also working more on my portrait series. I'm doing a Mythica series. So it's all women of Greek mythology, but modern.
Okay.
And so they're mostly local people who volunteer to pose. So I was going to just do 80 women of Greek mythology, but now I'm branching it out, gender equality, you know,
yeah.
So painting some men, and I'm just thinking, oh no, does that mean I'm now doing 160 paintings? But I've already been working on it since 2012, so at least I will never be bored.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, if you ever saw me on the beach, you'd know that I'm not the guy for the Greek mythological.
Oh, well, then I don't do nudes. Because I think it's interesting where nowadays it's like when you think of Greek mythology, you think of the statues and the nudes.
Yes.
But my angle is I find the people interesting, where when you think of Athena, you think of like Victoria's Secret model, wind blowing in her hair. But it's funny how non-idealized the ancient Greek gods and goddesses were. They were like people and in some way more fallible than real people.
Oh,
so I like painting people. I tell my models, show up in whatever clothes you want to be painted in. So that way they're comfortable and I'm painting personality, because clothes are as much a costume, you know,
see,
as anything else.
That's reason number 753 why we love you so much here on the program. If you're just joining us, Elizabeth McGee, local artist, absolutely fantastic works of art all the time. When does the festival start?
It starts in July, and then it goes all the way through to the end of August.
And so you start getting ready for it now?
Yeah. Well, actually, I try and get ready earlier than that, but okay. Always things seem to get in the way. But yeah, so I always try and plan out my wall and what pieces I want to work on and everything. So that way it's not such a mad scramble at the end, but you know, there always is the mad scramble.
So, so we've got the band Who Can Sleep in the Room Next Door to Us. How do they find you online if they want to check your art out?
Oh, my website is elizabethmcgee.com. But otherwise, you know, Google me. I'm sure it'll pop up.
Right. Or look for her on the trolley.
Yes,
back and
on
forth.
The trolley and the art store. I'm always around.
All right. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. That's Elizabeth McGee, this morning's Artist Corner.